expectation for Donald Holbrook, HOLBROOK, May 2169. Address as a letter to Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R-D-O, 517-482-8477, and Jennifer Garcia, PAC, 802-8418. Dear Dr. Chandler and Mrs. Garcia, a follow-up for Mr. Holbrook. Severe hypertension, refractory, chronic kidney disease, last visit February. Blood pressure running high, test to be compliant with blood pressure medicines. Denies headaches, chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Tongue back pain, but no radiation, no compromised bowel or urine, minor edema. Encourage low salt intake, which he complies. Other review system is negative. Medication list review, I'm going to highlight anticoagulation with Eliquis. Blood pressure Lasix, hydralazine, nitrates, lisinopril, choric. Remains on amiodarone, antiarrhythmics, and Eliquis, cholesterol treatment on Farxiga. Today, blood pressure 240 over 100 on the left side, alert to the intestine 3, normal eye movements, could not visualize pupil fundoscopy. There is lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no obesity, obesity, no ascites, minimal edema, alert to the intestine 3, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is done today, creatinine 1.5, previously between 1.6 and 1.7. Representing a GFR of 54. Electrolytes not available. Normal albumin calcium. Normal hemoglobin. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Refractory hypertension, severe, presently not symptomatic. Renal arteriogram done by Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O-U. Was suggestive of high-grade stenosis. However, the gradient apparently was not significant. I have discussed about this with Dr. Constantino before. However, given the refractory hypertensive, I called Dr. Constantino and he was agreeable to redo an angiogram and stenting. I'm going to add clonidine that he already has at home. He is on maximal doses for beta blockers, vasodilators, ACE inhibitors, nitrates. His chronic kidney disease appears to be stable. I do not see an acute event for admission to the hospital. He has morbid obesity, has not been able to lose weight. He's tolerating cholesterol treatment as well as Farxiga without any infection side effects. He has prior bariatric surgery. He has atrial fibrillation and prior cardiac thrombus. He has prior congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction. The last one available from September 2023 was 48%. After I talked to Dr. Constantino, I called patient. We'll reassess on the next few days after procedure. He is instructed to go to the emergency room if any new changes on clinical condition happens. He will keep me posted with blood pressure. We will adjust clonidine or potentially Norvasc. End of dictation.